You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the weekend, 16,000 people in South Auckland received COVID-19 vaccines as part of Aotearoa's first mass vaccination event. The event has been described as a massive success by organisers, with feedback being overwhelmingly positive. I am joined now by the event's lead organiser, Alex Pym. Kia ora, Alex, how are you?
Kia ora.
Just to start, can you briefly explain the event and what happened across the 3 days?
This was New Zealand's first mass vaccination event. So we vaccinated over 15,700 people across the 3 days. We worked in partnership with Manukau Institute of Technology. So people were invited to book, arrive at the MIT campus where we registered them. And then it was a short shuttle ride across to the Vodafone Event Centre where people received their vaccine, waited for a short period of time afterwards, and then were able to hop back on the bus and be on their way home.
Why was Manukau chosen as the location for the mass vaccination event?
So we know that the South Auckland community is at greatest risk of an outbreak of COVID-19. And so it was really important to us to work with a large institution in that area. And we know that Manukau Institute of Technology has great relationships and connections into the Auckland community. And so we were encouraging their staff and students to book a vaccine, not only for themselves, but for their whānau, and to come as a family to be vaccinated. And that's what we saw across the weekend. We saw thousands of MIT staff and students come through, along with other people from the wider South Auckland community.
Yes, so you touch on the communication. Specifically, how was it communicated to the community? Because there's been a lot of criticism, especially from Councillor Efeso Collins, that not enough was done to communicate it to Māori and Pacifica.
So we've had great uptake from the community. We've vaccinated over 15,500 people. So I think that says to me that the community is engaged with this event. And we worked predominantly with MIT to work with their staff, their students, and encourage them to be vaccinated. And we know that thousands of them took up that offer. We did extend the invite out just before the event went live to some people across the wider Auckland community who also took up the offer to be vaccinated. And of course, this is our first vaccination event of this style in New Zealand. And so one of the things that we will do is for future events, we will look and work with the local community around the area that we're hosting the event and ensure that they're fully engaged in that.
So how come then only 3,000 of the 1,200 people who were initially invited accepted the invitations?
So I think having 3,000 people booked from MIT is really positive. I also think that the impact that MIT will have across their staff and students, their whānau, around promoting vaccination goes beyond this event. One of the objectives of the vaccination event is not just to vaccinate people, but it is also to engage the community in vaccination, because there's lots of opportunities in Auckland to be vaccinated, not just through mass vaccination events. We've got GP practices, we've got pharmacies, we've also got community vaccination centres, and we've got dedicated Māori and Pacific vaccination centres, which people might prefer to access their vaccine through there as well.
For vaccines, you mentioned that the mass vaccination program involved organisation from Manukau Institute of Technology, but Efeso Collins has said that no major local community leaders, such as chairman of the Pacifica GP network, Dr. Api Talematonga, were involved in the organisation. What do you have to say about this?
So we work primarily with MIT as our key partners in this event, and we've worked with them to engage with their staff and students. They know their staff and students really, really well. I think they've run an incredibly positive campaign. And like I said, I think the impact of that we will see as we continue to roll out the vaccination program across Auckland.
What has the response been within the community? Has it been overwhelmingly positive?
Well, everybody that I spoke to over the last 3 days that have been through the event and received their vaccine gave us positive feedback. So we're celebrating that we've vaccinated over 15,500 people. I think that's a success in anybody's book. we will look to see what we can do differently next time to make it a better experience and encourage more people to come through to be vaccinated. But I think immediate reflection is that it's an incredibly positive and successful event, and that's what I'm being told from people that I speak to.
Just specifically, what are the initiatives you're looking to put forward to? Because the next event is planned for mid-September, I believe.
Yeah, so our next event is in 6 weeks' time. So everybody that had an appointment or were vaccinated through our event, we look forward to seeing them again in 6 weeks' time. If that's not convenient, if things have changed and they can't make that appointment, then I'd encourage them to...
But specifically, how are you going to communicate this to the community to ensure that people like Efeso Collins feel like Pacifica and Māori are properly involved?
So I think we've got an opportunity now to reflect on that feedback that I'm hearing from some members of the community, and we can look to see how we can ensure that they feel that they've been engaged in this. But the second event is primarily focused on providing dose two for the people that came through this weekend. And so I just encourage everybody that received their vaccine this weekend to show up in 6 weeks' time for another great experience.
And moving on, I also spoke to Efeso Collins, who I mentioned in that interview, has been very critical of the communication of the mass vaccination event. To start, I asked him just to outline what he saw and what happened on the day.
Yeah, look, Louis, I'm really excited. I'm elated, actually, by these numbers. I think it's been a wonderful success for South Aucklanders to turn out in droves and get their vaccinations. I think it's been really important. The backdrop to this has been great hesitancy leading into the process, and a handful of us who were suggesting and advocating from the beginning that the vaccination rollout should prioritise South Auckland. And we've seen the outbreaks that have happened, we've seen the challenges that have been for South Aucklanders, and so I'm really happy by these results.
Have you talked to people who were there on the day? What have they said about the vaccination event? What was their opinion on it?
At the beginning, there are people saying, look, their challenge was they had to wait for long periods of time, and that was the first day. But throughout the rest of the weekend, the people who've been texting me to say they've received their vaccination said it was really good that they took on some of the advice that we had, which was to have a bit of music. There were food stalls around, and it was much more of a festive activity, and people could go in, and the process seemed a lot more fluid at that stage. Look, I know that people have been really critical of some of the comments that I've made, but I think it's really important to understand that my challenge from the very beginning of the COVID outbreaks has been the way in which Pacific communities have been engaged with implementing and planning these types of events. And I really believe that it's important, it's imperative that our communities have a say in the planning of these events.
Yeah, you speak on that because obviously you said that communication around the event beforehand was an absolute failure. Has your opinion on this changed since?
No, look, we've got the Pacifica GPs network, their chairman continues to ask for more input from Pacifica medical professionals. And my challenge has been that from the beginning, the communications and engagement with our communities, with local communities, local clinicians, has been mediocre. And that's by the Ministry of Health and the DHBs. And so for me, the failure isn't the result of the vaccination process. That's a great number. The failure has been to include our voices in the way we plan these events. And if we've got the chairman of the Pacifica GP network consistently and constantly asking for their voices to be heard, then that's the failure. We've got a process failure where our people are being left from the table so that they can have decent and adequate input in the way in which we plan these events.
Was there any attempt to involve local community leaders in the organisation of the event?
Yeah, the people I've spoken to said no, they weren't talked to. I know that MIT was involved and there had been some student input because I had met with some of those students prior to the event. So I know that level of connection had been made. But again, we've got doctors, local doctors, who were asking for more input, who were putting their hands up and saying we're here and available to offer any advice, any support we can, but they haven't been included in the process. And I think these are excellent events. I want these events to succeed. I've been advocating for South Auckland to be prioritised. But my challenge is, if you look at the health sector across the board, we consistently have these types of failures when it comes to Pasifika and community input, and that's the ongoing frustration that I have.
For you, does this represent a wider, I guess, ignorance and leaving out of Pasifika and Māori communities in the vaccination and COVID-19 program?
This is definitely a systemic issue. If we go back about a year ago, the Ministry of Pacific Peoples were involved. They got a Pasifika-based comms consultancy into the program, that Bright Sunday, and the rollout of messages in our languages on TV was excellent. I haven't seen anything since last year, and that tends to be the issue, is we get them in, we have them have their say around the table, and then when it feels like they're no longer needed because we're on the right path, they're excluded from the conversation. And that's what I'm consistently hearing from professional medical people who are saying, we want to be involved, but we've never had the opportunity to give our input. And when we've got whānau water navigators, youth workers going into the community, encouraging people to take up the vaccination, then that's how we're going to connect well with the community. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the way it's all happened. And so there's a number of us in the community who are constantly asking for more airtime, for more input, and that's what we need to do. We need to get away from perhaps our insecurities about who's organising events, and let's actually collaborate together. Let's get the community leaders together, the local clinics on board, and let's work this out together. We want these vaccination mass events to succeed, and these numbers are fantastic.
So specifically, the next event is planned for mid-September, I believe. How would you improve communication and organisation for that event?
I would have our Pasifika communities, local organisations at the table and planning and implementing the event. There were small steps that they took. They added some music, they made it more festival, they had some food trucks around the place during Saturday and Sunday. Those were suggestions that we were making from outside at the beginning. And I think these events can be successful, but let's just get the local organisations around it. We can start with Dr. Tale Maitonga, who was the chairman of the Pacific GPs Network. It's quite simple in my view.
Have you spoke to members of the community, people who aren't immediately involved in organisation and planning? What have they said about, I guess, hesitancy to sign up initially?
Yeah, look, the general feel in the community is that the hesitancy has started to decrease, which is a really good thing. And so I think that's probably what's encouraged people to go along to the mass vaccination event over the weekend. But a lot of them are saying there's still a bit of a ripple of people who are hesitant. You would have seen there were people who were protesting, in fact, not far from the vaccination event, and a lot of them were Pacific people. And so it's important for those of us who are in the background to continue to have conversations with these families. And I'm still talking, I'm still texting with families who are extremely hesitant, who still believe the theories that this is evil and this anti-God and anti-church. And I'm continuing to have those conversations. And there's a lot of us who are doing that. And I think it's important that we don't leave them out of the discussion too. They've got to be worked on as well, and that's going to take a bit of time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.